us through the gift of music. We continue or conclude now our Advent series on texts taken from Handel's Messiah. And we come to this final and concluding one, not of the Messiah, but for our series in Revelation. I invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word. And I remind you that this is the eternally true, trustworthy, inerrant Word of the living God. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God." Once more they cried out, "Hallelujah!" And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen! Hallelujah!" And from the throne came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, small and great." Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns," or "the Omnipotent reigns. From His mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On His robe and on His thigh He has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." This is the word of the Lord. Will you pray with me, please? Holy Father, would you open our eyes to see you and your Son in a new light, and open our hearts that we might hear you say to our souls, "I am your light and your salvation. Come, Lord Jesus." Amen. It starts with the violins, elegantly, stately. The choir rises, the audience rises, and then before you know it, the room is filled with the most triumphant sound of one of the most beloved musical works of all time, Handel's Messiah and the Alleluia Chorus. And over the next 4.5 minutes, the choir repeats the word Hallelujah 48 times. But the audience and the musicians never seem to tire of it. Have you ever thought that there could be so much power and so much praise drawn out of one repeated word? 48 times. That's more times than the word Hallelujah is in the Bible. It's 24 times in the Psalms and 4 times here in what is called the fourfold Hallelujah of Revelation 19. This is the chapter from which the Hallelujah Chorus is taken. And these repeated Hallelujahs lead then to the reason for the Hallelujahs. The Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. And then with trumpets and more Hallelujahs from each of the four voices, this joyful jubilation is heightened, and then only to soar even more with "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ." And then the deep voices adding, "And He shall reign forever and ever." Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then that final flurry of the fourfold hallelujah at the end, then the pause, and then that sustained, drawn-out final hallelujah. When Handel completed writing this chorus, it's reported that he said to his servant, "I did think, I did see all heaven before me, and the great God Himself seated on His throne with His company of angels." And now it's almost 3 centuries, and yet it never gets old. This timeless masterpiece of Handel's 25 oratorios that he wrote, the Messiah is his most famous and arguably perhaps the greatest of all oratorios ever written. The Messiah remains the most frequently performed oratorio ever written. And when it came to the United States in 1818, it became associated with Christmas. Before, it was always Lent and Easter. And so then the Hallelujah Chorus is taken from the end of part 2 of the Messiah, and it's brought to the end of part 1, the birth narrative of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is it with this word that translators skip over when they're translating all the rest of the words in the Bible? The word hallelujah is made up of 2 Hebrew words, hallah, and Yahweh. Hallah means to extol the greatness or excellence of a person or event. And it's often translated praise. But praise who? Praise what? And of course, Yahweh, the covenant name of God. So to say hallelujah is saying extol the greatness, the excellency of our covenant-keeping God. The best translation might be, you must praise the Lord. Now, when should we say that? When your team wins? When you find a parking place right by the entrance at Costco? When you pass the test? When you get the job? When a baby is born? And what about if the news is not so good? Hallelujah is the appropriate word for both the peaks and the valleys of life. When you want to cultivate a true heart of worship and a constant acknowledgement of the divine truth that the Lord God omnipotent reigns over all the circumstances of life. And we are saying in that word, in good and bad, that we are confident that He is sovereign and He is good. It's a declaration that every moment is an opportunity to praise the Lord, a perpetual invitation to lift our gaze from the temporal, from the earthly, to what is truly eternal and lasting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, as I mentioned, the Hallelujah Chorus is taken from Revelation 19. And that is the chapter that praises the victory over all the rebellious kings and nations, over all of Christ's enemies. And it celebrates the marriage feast of the Lamb and the coronation of the Lamb who is King. Now, it's interesting that Handel had written coronation anthems for King George and Queen Caroline. But in 4 minutes, he wrote a coronation masterpiece that gives the most worthy praise to Jesus, who is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This Lamb of God who came and suffered and died to take away the sins of the world, who was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who will reign forever and ever, world without end. When Handel wrote the Messiah, it wasn't such a hallelujah kind of time in his life. He was depressed. He was near bankruptcy. His recent works were not being received well by audiences. And so it was that when he wrote the Messiah, He decided that the first time that it would be performed would not be in England, where he was living, but it would be in Dublin, Ireland. It would be in 1742. It would be during Lent, and it would be a benefit concert to raise funds for those who were in debtor's prison. And in fact, enough money was raised to release 142 people out of debt and out of debtor's prison. Now, that's what the Messiah is still doing. Jesus the Messiah said that that is one of the reasons why he was coming to earth in the first place. Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison doors for those who are bound. Indeed, if you know the Son, and the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So, why the Hallelujah chorus at Christmas time? Well, if you go back to what I mentioned about 24 times Hallelujah is used in the Psalms, the last five Psalms of the book of Psalms, 146 to 150, comprise what you could call the Hallelujah chorus. Each psalm in that five psalm group begins and ends with this exclamatory praise the Lord or hallelujah. And the last psalm, Psalm 150, again, beginning and ending with hallelujah, and at the end, it gives this great exhortation, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. So who should say hallelujah? Let everything that has breath say hallelujah. And think about the poetry and the Psalms. What is it that praises God? Everything. The thunder and the lightning, the wind and the rain, the fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains, heaven and earth and everything that is in them, praise the Lord. If we are silent, we will be the exception in the universe. And a very bad exception, because we have more cause than anyone or anything to say hallelujah. Don't be silent. I think Jesus said somewhere, if you don't, I think he was speaking to the Jews, if you don't praise the Lord, the rocks will sing and cry out. Don't be silent. When should we say hallelujah? Well, the best day to give praise to the Lord is today. And by today, I don't just mean Christmas Day. I mean today being today, and tomorrow, then today again. Every day, our praise should be like our pulse. And as long as we have one, it's a day to praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, for as long as we have breath. Finally, why should we say hallelujah? Why do we say hallelujah at Christmas? What cause do we have to praise God on this day, to extol the excellency of Christ and the glories of His incarnation? We say hallelujah that the Son of the living God has taken on our flesh and become the Messiah in the person of a baby. We say hallelujah that this Son of God lived a perfect, righteous life on earth, fulfilling all the righteous requirements of the law that we could not keep and now don't have to, because He gives us that righteousness, that obedience. We say hallelujah that this perfect, sinless Son of God died the death of crucifixion on the cross, defeated death, rose again from the dead, so that sinners might also be resurrected. We say hallelujah in this season that this Son of God ascended to glory. He sits on the throne at the right hand of the Father. He's been given the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He shall reign forever and ever. This Philippians 2:9 says, therefore, God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. A people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. Hallelujah. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And of the increase of His government and of His peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over His kingdom. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hallelujah. And as the angel said to Mary, He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give Him the throne of His father David, and He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there will be no end. Hallelujah. And when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, saying, Abba, Father. So we're no longer a slave to sin, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. Hallelujah. And the angel said to the shepherds, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And then suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Hallelujah. And Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. And the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. God canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. He has set them aside, nailing them to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and the authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. Hallelujah. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, He Himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death He might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to a lifelong of slavery. Hallelujah. The seed of the woman has come to crush the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. 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 That's why we sing hallelujah at Christmas and every day. May you not be silent. And now, as I love to say, now is the time to go to your houses for feasting. Go and enjoy and celebrate your Savior's birth. For all who believe have a right to be happy. He gave you the right to be children of God, and that is cause for rejoicing. So go and feast. In the words of Solomon, go your way, eat your bread with joy, drink your wine with a merry heart, and let your faith give you great joy. For to us a child is born, a son has been given, and he is Christ the Lord, and we have beheld his glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah and amen. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for thinking of this day and for thinking of it from before the beginning of time. Thank you for the indescribable gift of the incarnation of your Son. And thank you for making it possible for God and sinners to be reconciled. Thank you that by his birth we no more may die. And may those who have been spectators of all of this stop holding back and surrender to the truth and power of your redemption. All glory and praise belongs to you. Glory in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to the newborn King. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you and we pray in your name. Now, we're going to attempt the Hallelujah Chorus. And the way we're going to do it is with a video of a choir and an orchestra that has subtitles. So helpful. Join in when and however you're able. Otherwise, receive this glorious gift that God has given to us in the Hallelujah Chorus. And of course, we all stand.